Philippians chapter 2, please. Philippians chapter number 2 and verse number 5. Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 5. Philippians 2, verse 5. You never know when God will impress something on your heart. The circumstance, the reason you develop the burden out of nowhere. The other day, someone took the name of Jesus in vain. It bothered me so bad. Now, I've heard it before, but when they said it, it vexed me. Boy, it vexed me. And my mind went straight to my text this evening. Jesus, what a wonderful name. Jesus, what a wonderful name. The Bible tells us in Exodus 20 that we're not to take the name of the Lord our God in vain. Now, I remind you, God has many names. I was trying to find it before church. I must have loaned it to one of you heathen that didn't bring it back. But no, I used to have a book entitled The Names of Christ, and it has hundreds of them. From A to Z, Jesus in the book. But God gave him one name. That's above every name. One name. One name. Now, he's called the Ancient of Days. He's the Lily of the Valley. He's the Bright Morning Star. He's the Cornerstone. He's the Rock of Ages. He's the Balm of Gilead. He's the Rose of Sharon. There's one name God gave him. One name above every name. And I want us to read about him tonight. Philippians 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. But being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name that is above every name. Can you read verse 10 with me? That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. What a wonderful name. Amen. The name of Jesus. Now, he gives us in verse 11 the name, the title, and the office of Christ. He's the Lord. That every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord. That's his title. He's the Master. That he is the Messiah. He's the Christ. But he gave him this name. Call his name Jesus. He's the mediator between God and men. Now, go back with me very quickly to the book of Matthew in chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1. I don't want you to forget what the Bible says. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Many times in our Bibles, the father was given the name of the child. But in Matthew's gospel and Luke's gospel, to Mary and Joseph, the angel made sure there'd be no deliberating about the name of this child. In other words, daddy won't win, mother won't win. No, said God's going to win this one. God's going to win this one. God's going to win this one. My wife is trying to help Aaron name this precious child coming into the world. We were talking about that yesterday. And I said, you had three daughters and you had the opportunity to name those three girls. But God said, I know what I want this child's name to be. She shall bring forth a son and thou shalt call his name. Boy, are they in all caps in your Bible? Boy, I like that, don't you? Jesus. Jesus. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. There's no name like that name. There's no name like that name because there's no man like that man. There's no presence like that presence. Call his name Jesus. I began my journey of faith with that name. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Paul started his journey that way. On the road to Damascus, a light shone from heaven, smitten with blindness, scales falling upon his eyes, smitten to the earth, hearing a voice and seeing no man. And Paul used the Old Testament name of God. Who art thou, Lord? I am Jesus. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. If he saved you from your sins, say amen. Well, I'm glad the old song said, I'm glad I know who Jesus is. In times of sorrow, just the mention of the name of Jesus. In times of trial, the name of Jesus. In times of sorrow, just the name of Jesus. In the time of temptation, just the name of Jesus. In the time of testing and trial, the name of Jesus. In times of praise, it's the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No wonder God has highly exalted that name. Boy, nothing cheers a Christian's heart like the name of Jesus. If you want to get a Christian going, just talk about Jesus. Amen. Just talk about Jesus and what he's done for you. Nothing ought to stir our heart like the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not just the name. Oh, it's the Savior who bears that wonderful name. His name is Jesus. Now I want you to see some truths about the name of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. You know, each of us possess a name. It's given to us by our parents. Now, my name, you may want to write this down. My birthday, you may want to write that down. Underline it, highlight it. Now, when I was born, I was given an enigma of a name. Daniel Ryan. Daniel means God is my judge. And Ryan means I am king. I've been fighting that battle all my life. Who's going to be in control of my life? But we've been given a name. And our Lord has received the name of Jesus. Now let's look at that name, that wonderful name of Jesus. Number one, I want you to think about this tonight. The name of Jesus, it's a special name. It's a special name. Now I know what the skeptic says, that the name of Jesus was very popular in that day. And that this name is no different than any other name that could be given to children, even in our time. Every once in a while, it's normally when I'm watching baseball or a sport that's played in the Hispanic world. There'll be some athlete named Jesus, and that still bothers me. I don't know about you. It shouldn't bother me, but it does bother me. I don't think anybody ought to be called Jesus, but I'm not going to die on that hill. But we're speaking about the name of Jesus. Why is it special? That's the name of my Savior. It's the name of my Savior. Now, notice about the special name. It was a name picked by his father. We looked at that just a moment ago. That's what makes it significant. The father picked this name, the earthly identity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then I want you to think about this truth. It's the name that points back to the father. Now, why is that name special? Because the name means Jehovah is salvation. Now, we were talking in men's meeting a moment ago about the idea of Jehovah in the Old Testament. Capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. When I was in Israel, we went to the Qumran, the area where the Essenes lived. The Essenes were the Bible copyists. John the Baptist was from the area of the Essenes, a very holy group of men who did nothing but hand-copied portions of the Word of God. And there was something very special about that name, Lord. They wouldn't speak that name. They abbreviated that name, YHW. They did not include the vowels in that. Why? Oh, that's a precious name. That's a powerful name. That's the name of the covenant keeper of Israel, Jehovah, we say. And when the Essene would come to that name, Lord, in copying the Old Testament scriptures, he would rise from his table. And he would go and wash himself and change his garments and come back and write that name. And then after writing the name, he'd rise and he'd repeat that process every time he came to the wonderful identity of Jehovah. And I want to tell you something, as I told the men, the Jehovah of the Old Testament is the Jesus of the New Testament. Did you come out of Egypt into Canaan land with that conquest leader whose name was Joshua? You know what Joshua's name means? Yahashua. It means in Jehovah is salvation. Right there in the Bible, There's a whole book of the Bible that's a figure of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jehovah is salvation. While God is the God of wrath and judgment, as we looked at this morning, He is purely and wholly a God of love. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, I like that word, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Can I just drop a little word here? I've yet to meet someone who wasn't in the whosoever. Amen. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's a name that points back to the Father. In Jehovah is salvation. God fought the process of salvation. Jesus bought it. The Holy Spirit wrought it. Satan fought it. But one day I caught it. Amen. I know I'm saved tonight. Number three, it's a name that paints God's portrait. It's a name that paints God's portrait. Now, in the Bible, we have names that reveal a character. We've looked at so many characters in the Old Testament. I always take time to give you the meaning of the name. Why? Because it often reveals the character of the man. And here we see a name that reveals a mission. The name Jesus at once reveals the Son's mission, Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. It reveals the Father's heart. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Jehovah is salvation. Amen. Jesus saves. I like that. Jesus saves. He's a wonderful, wonderful Savior. And so the name of Jesus, think about it for a moment, it's a special name. Not just the identity of a historic Jew that lived 2,000 years ago, but the revelation of God's mission Himself. When you say the name Jesus, when you say the name Jesus, you're preaching the gospel of Almighty God. Think about that. When somebody flies off and uses that name. They use that name. Maybe carelessly, but they use that name. Taking that name in vain. What does it mean to take God's name in vain? What does that mean? And can I just tell you something? Of all the Ten Commandments that God gave us when the Family Christian Store was going out of business, I was buying some bookshelves. And they had the picture of the Ten Commandments. You've seen it on your way in the back here. And someone said the first day we put it in, there was like a light that shone out of heaven through the clouds and sprayed right on the Ten Commandments. I'm not sure if that happened, but it makes good preaching anyway. And you've seen that commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God. And I'm not sure, but only one of those ten God said, the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. That's heavy right there, isn't it? In other words, God has put something precious and holy, something pure that ought to be protected in that name. Oh, I don't want to take that name in vain. Now, what does that mean? Well, obviously, we understand it would mean that we're not to use the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in a way that would sponsor profanity. Profanity. And let me just say something while I'm here. It's the spirit of the man that induces itself in a word that makes it a word that ought not be spoken. There's a spiritual component. You know this to be true. There are curse words now that were not curse words in their original usage hundreds of years ago. We know that. What made the perverse? The spirit of man. The connotation sponsored by the wicked heart of man. That's what makes it a bad word. And sometimes we hear the name of Jesus coming out of a perverse heart. And it ought not be used that way. It ought not be used that way. I grew up in the South hearing Lordy and Oh Lord and all those kinds of things. Well, it's wrong. It's wrong. You can say amen right there. Well, ought not use God's name in vain. But how about this? What about just speaking the name of Jesus without truly thinking about what that name really means? Just using it flippantly. Now, have you ever said to somebody, stop saying my name? I've heard my wife say to the kids every once in a while, I'm sorry, but I don't want you to use the word mommy one more time today. You know, you've worn me out. How many of you ladies know what I'm talking about? You've worn me out. I'm going to change my name for the day. Right? Sometimes we just use that name and we don't think about what that really means. See, it's not just a name. It's that when we speak the name of Jesus, we ought to really think about who He is. What is represented in that name? What work is represented in that name? What grace is represented in that name? What mercy is represented in that name when we come to the songs in the book and we sing, Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Does it flood our heart with the person of Christ, the work of Christ, the will of Christ for us? Sometimes, if we're not careful, it just becomes any old ordinary name to us. But when somebody from the heart shouts, praise Jesus, what a great thing that is to take in. What He truly means to us. What He truly means to us. There's power in names. There's power in names. I remember several years ago, my mother-in-law got on to me. And she wanted me to call her mom. And I had a little hard time with that. But that's what she wanted me to call her. And so I did. I got used to that. Now, she doesn't make Aaron do that, but I'm not going to preach on that tonight. But anyway, there was meaning in that name. And I loved her. By the way, she gave me a wonderful wife to marry, and I thank God for that. She wanted me to call her that. That's what I called her. Call her mom. She's become meaningful to me. God's given us this name. We ought to think about what's represented in it when we use it. It's a special name. Oh, it's a special name. Then think about this. It's a stainless name. It's a stainless name. You ever tried to use somebody's name and you used that name and it didn't have the best reputation? So-and-so sent me down here. Oh, they did. Oh, they did. Oh, but when we use the name of Jesus, it's a wonderfully stainless name. To every other person, to every other name could be attached a list of the goods and the evils done by that person. But to the name of Jesus, there's only attached honor and praise and glory and worship. It's a wonderful, wonderful name. Look in our text tonight and I want you to see the humility of that name. The humility of that name. Paul, in beautiful language, gives us the condescension of our wonderful Savior. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Notice there's humility in heaven. There, the precious name of Jesus is honored as it is nowhere else. When the name of Jesus is heard in the heavenly realm, it's the catalyst for rejoicing and praise. But then we see the wonderful humility of Jesus' name in earth. Now, for most, the name of Jesus, as we discussed a moment ago, is nothing more than a byword. Nothing more than a word included with words like damn and hell and God. Yet there are some who truly reverence the wonderful name of Jesus. When the sweet melody of the name of Jesus is heard, the mind of the saint goes back to the hour when he came to Jesus and his load of sin was lifted off his shoulders. Our minds return to the times that the Lord Jesus Christ has appeared in the storms of our life. His name is reverenced here on earth. Someone said if we'd stop singing about the name of Jesus, the birds would sing and the rocks would cry out in our place. God will get His praise. Amen. In hell, the name of Jesus is reverenced. When Jesus was on earth, the demons gave Him deep respect and reverence. They still work against our Christ to overthrow His kingdom. are promoting false systems of worship and spreading their liberal lies. But the day will come when all the demons of hell, all the henchmen of Satan, even the devil himself will bow at the feet of Jesus and confess, Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I can't wait for the devil to get his. Amen. Someone said when the devil reminds you of your past, you remind him of his future. Amen. Humility. Then we think about this wonderful stainless name is due precious honor. Not only do we see in our text there will be bowing of knees before Jesus, but the name of Jesus will be on the lips of every unprofessing creature. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. He's Lord to the glory of God the Father. Years ago, the Beatles said they were more famous than Jesus Christ, yet His wonderful name will be upon their lips. The name of Jesus. Every sinner, every profligate, every antichrist, every son of perdition in every epoch of time, every Nimrod and every Ninwit, every Nero and every Zero will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. It's a stainless name. It's a stainless name. Can you imagine when all the earthly potentates who have sought to destroy our Lord and His Christ will bow their unworthy knees at the feet of Jesus and cry out, You are Lord. Your Lord. And so, when I hear somebody take His name in vain, my mind goes right to that day when their lips will confess, Jesus Christ is Lord. And then number three, it's a saving name. Oh, it's a saving name. The meaning of the name of Jesus. It's a saving name. Imagine Peter on the Sea of Galilee sinking. Lord, Lord, save me. Saul of Tarsus crying out. What wilt thou have me to do? The Philippian jailer crying out. What must I do to be saved? And Paul cries out. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou shalt be saved. I could speak about the ministry of the name and the majesty of the name of Jesus, but on our lips every day ought to be praise to the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder in our lives tonight if we're just confessing every day, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. When someone asks us how we're doing, don't tell them about your troubles. Tell them about how great God is. Jesus Christ. Jesus. And let me help you with something here. Don't just talk about God. We talked about that this morning, didn't we? Our world's been corrupted with this idea that all roads lead to God. Well, not through your King James Bible, they don't. That's right. Jesus Christ is the way to the Father. He said, No man cometh unto the Father but by me. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and he that cometh to me I'll in no wise cast out. We speak about God. God. Well, who are you talking about? Let's be honest. Who are you talking about? But if I say to you, I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you know who I'm talking about. I watched, and I'd like to show it to you sometime, that stinking egomaniac from Texas named Matthew McConaughey. Spoke at an award ceremony last year. I want to show it to you sometime. It's the most disgusting, egomaniacal thing I've ever heard in my life. He speaks about God. I want to thank God. And then he describes who God is. You know who God is? It's who He will be in 10 years from now. You know who His God is? It's Himself. Himself. I hear people all the time on TV talking about God. I don't know who you're talking about. There are all kinds of gods that are worshipped, man being foremost among them. But when I say to you, I love the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm talking about the God of the Bible. I'm talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm talking about the God of David, the God of Daniel, the God of Isaiah and Jeremiah. I'm talking about the God of Malachi, the God of Peter and the God of Paul. I'm talking about the God of John the Baptist and John the Beloved. His name is Jesus. What a wonderful name. What a wonderful name. When temptation comes your way this week, just use the name Jesus. Next time the devil comes to you and begins to talk to you, just say to him, in the name of Jesus, get thee behind me, Satan. There's power in that name. There's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Quote the scriptures. Use his name. And may God help us.